Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard as the soap opera continues here in Philadelphia. We got a lot to talk about today as A.J. Brown held court for 8.5 minutes yesterday to explain himself. In a lot of ways, we'll get to everything AJ said. We will bring you, coming up in a little bit, the full AJ Brown availability yesterday in its entirety. That way no one says, hey, you're only playing this clip or that clip. No, you're going to hear the entire thing on our show today. We'll get into every angle, the AJ thing. Sirianni on edge yesterday. What Shady said about the situation. What J.C. Kelsey said about the situation. And we'll do eavesdropping on the enemy as we get set for the Lions on Sunday. Good morning, Hugh Douglas, after a, what, 7:19 bedtime for you last night?
Yeah, I went to bed early because I was, hey, listen. And for all those that was, you know, chimed in about the shirt that I'm wearing, they wanted me to wear the Mega John shirt.
Okay.
I didn't wear the Mega John shirt. Well, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Hugh.
I didn't wear the Mega John because I'm going to go in on the quarterback today, and I ain't want nobody on the QB.
On the quarterback? I thought the receiver's the one to talk.
I am about to recklessly speculate in a way that it's going to be, you know, like that defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Yeah,
you know how that take lived for like ever and is still alive?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those today.
All right.
But you got to understand, this is reckless speculation.
Okay, all right, well, we'll get there.
Recklessly.
215-592-9494 to react and talk with us. All right, let's get right into it. Let's hear from some of A.J. Brown. I mean, yesterday we spent all day on what he said on Twitch. At least this time we get to do it in a little more professional setting. Here is him at his locker yesterday.
Shout out to Janky Rondo.
Yeah, well, no, we don't need Janky Rondo. We had Elliot Shore Parks and Devin Caney and Jeff McClain.
Janky Rondo blew up the
He had one day.
Janky Rondo.
All right, let's hear from AJ. He said he was just trying to laugh through his situation. Here he is yesterday.
AJ, just to start, the comments that you made on the stream that have been making the rounds, was there any perspective or explanation that maybe you wanted to give everyone for some context behind those comments?
Which comments are you referring to?
I believe it was a Twitch stream where you said, I think you alluded to the fact that you weren't totally happy or things weren't going well work-wise.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think if you got eyes, you can see that. The same things I've been saying like all season. You know, so me making light of my situation on Twitch with my friend, you know, that's something I'm not apologizing for, you know, because like I said, you got eyes, you can see that. And so that's me trying to like laugh through my situation. So like, yeah.
How do you see your situation?
Like, what
situation do you mean specifically?
You know, trying to figure it out, trying to get this thing rolling and trying to help.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so there's AJ. That's the beginning of it. It was long. He had a lot to say yesterday. He talked about a lot of different elements of why he is frustrated here. Let's hear the end. AJ Brown at the end. Again, we will bring you the full press availability with AJ coming up a little bit. But the end, how he ended what he had to say yesterday.
Because after the game, I said all the right answers. I still made a story. Right. You know, in that moment where I'm just talking to my friend, having fun with my friend, I'm not apologizing for that. Like I said, because if you have eyes, you can see that. And so, like, it's not that I was throwing anybody on the bus. I'm literally trying to laugh through this. Yeah. This is tough. Like, but I'm trying to make fun of the situation and to try to get through it. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man.
I you know, the end there is interesting. It is what it is. All right, mm-hmm. Hugh, let me go first here, my reaction on all this, because I feel like you might want a long talk, and you got some...
Oh, I'm about to long talk.
Okay, you got stuff on your chest.
Recklessly.
Here's what's on my chest, and I wanted to get off. 215-592-9494. Get your board to react with us today. What you thought, your reaction, your take on what AJ had to say yesterday as he spoke in full yesterday afternoon. I appreciate that AJ Brown wants this offense to be better. I appreciate that, because I think we all realize the offense they had on the field Monday, 10 points, that's not going to be good enough to beat the Lions on Sunday or probably win many or multiple playoff games. I appreciate that. But where I'm struggling with all this is I'm struggling to fully buy what he's trying to sell me, because I don't fully believe that this is about the team. I believe it's about him. He said some team stuff in there, but he also said me. He also said I. He also said scheme up me. There's a lot of me, and there's not a lot of we when I hear A.J. Brown. And when I look at A.J. Brown, and I look at this season, and I look at the Eagles season, I don't really understand what he's talking about from this perspective. Yes, they had a tough game Monday. They're also coming off their best month of throwing the football they've had in a long time. Yes. He acted as if that wasn't true. One of those games he wasn't on the field for. That's a reality. So the offense has not sputtered in the passing game lately. It did on Monday, but not lately. So then I'm thinking back, because he's talking a little bit like he did last year at the end of the season. And this team has been different. The issue with this offense has been they haven't run the football well. Now, the pass game's been choppy, but they haven't run it well. Last year, they ran it well. So I went back and looked at the passing game, Hugh Douglas, just to see, like, what was it like last year at this time compared to what it's like this year at this time? And I found one common denominator that makes everything he said yesterday kind of fall on deaf ears for me. Everybody else in the passing game is succeeding more this year than last year, except A.J. Brown. Mm. Everybody else. Jalen Hurts threw 9 games last year versus this year. This year, more touchdowns, less interceptions.
Taking care of the ball a lot better.
Less sacks, less fumbles, higher passer rating. Jalen's numbers are better this year at the same stage than last year.
That's compelling.
Devontae Smith this year has more targets, more receptions, more yards. Dallas Goedert, more targets, more touchdowns. The only one on the offense in the passing game that numbers are down from last year are A.J. Brown. So he's upset. He's talking about the offense. Dallas Goedert's numbers aren't down, they're up. Devontae Smith's numbers aren't down, they're up. Jalen Hurts' efficiency isn't down, it's up. A.J. Brown, fewer targets, fewer receptions, fewer yards, fewer touchdowns. The Eagles have scored 30-plus points 3 times through 9 games. Last year, 3 times through 9 games, and this year they're doing it with far less running game. This isn't about the passing game, guys. I know a lot of people out there are going to be fooled by this, and if you're fooled, that's okay. You can believe what you want. To me, I didn't hear a guy yesterday talking about the team. I heard a guy talking about him. A.J. Brown, in my eyes, cares more about his numbers than simply winning football games. That's where I'm at. I'm not upset. I'm glad he talked. I'm glad he's fleshed it out, you know, because then we don't have to speculate versus what he said versus what we think he means. He said it. I have a good feeling on what he means. He wants the football. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to everything. Hugh, what do you got? What do you feel? I know you woke up in the middle of the night with a lot on your mind.
Yeah, I had a lot on my mind yesterday. I was, you know, and I went to bed early because I wanted to get some rest.
You do look refreshed.
I do. Because
you look ready to recklessly speculate.
I am about to recklessly speculate.
Okay.
And I want to say, before I even start talking, this is me recklessly speculating about things that I've seen, things that I've heard, and just putting things together. Now, you can agree with what I'm saying or not. But just try to listen to what I'm saying. Just try to open your mind up to listen to what I'm
saying. I'm listening.
AJ's talking about the quarterback. Like, flat out, he's talking about Jalen and his play. Because when you look at this team, Joe, man for man on paper, and you look at them and the star power that he has compared to every other team in the NFL, is it hyperbole for me to say that this should be a dynasty? When you talk about what Tom Brady won with, and what we have accumulated over the last three seasons, well, over the last years, over the last few years, you know, with Howie's drafts and everything, we shouldn't be winning by the skin of our teeth.
I agree with that.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, they should be a better offense.
The quarterback's the problem. The quarterback's the problem. The quarterback is the person that's holding this team back. And I know a lot of people aren't going to understand what I'm saying when I say that. But listen to it. And this is me again. That's why I want my Jalen shirt, because I like Jalen. But I am recklessly speculating. I want to be clear when I say that.
Mm-mm.
This is my reckless speculation of this situation. Jalen's not doing what he's supposed to do in this offense. And the reason why I say that is, listen to what everyone in this organization has said and tried not to say when it comes to A.J. Brown. You know, we talked about yesterday how A.J. Brown should have been traded. Well, you said he should have been traded.
I said it, yeah, and I believe it.
Howie Roseman went on television in front of everybody, and he wasn't definitive on his belief in A.J., but he said something that resonated with me now that I think about all this. He's a captain for a reason. He's a leader on this football team. Coach Sirianni basically said the same thing yesterday. Coach Sirianni basically said that A.J. Brown is a big part of our offense. You know, Smitty came out and said, well, whatever 1-11 want to do, that's what we're going to do. Jalen Hurts is holding this team back, even though they're winning. And this is where it's a hard pill to swallow, Joe, because I'm old school. And a win is a win. A win is a win. But when you – and I've never been in this situation. But when you start talking about dynasty and legacy – and being dominant in the NFL and putting up historic numbers, why is this team not doing that? When you talk about the team, the chess pieces that Howie has put together, why isn't this team doing that? Why are we talking about every week, pundits on television, talking about as much talent as this Eagles team has, they're not doing this, that, and the third? Why are we talking about Tanner McKee like he's the future of this team? It's Jalen Hurts. It's Jalen Hurts. Recklessly speculating, y'all. Because AJ sat there, because I'm listening to what's being said, right? And I'm looking at the body language. Shout out to Bob Lang, man. Bob Lang, I've been knowing Bob for years, and I'm going to recklessly speculate on Bob here.
It's a lot of reckless speculation.
I'm cooking. Let me cook.
Well, I haven't spoken in a few minutes. So Bob, it's all you.
Bob does everything in his power to protect the Philadelphia Eagles and protect the players and all other stuff. I saw Bob do something yesterday that I haven't seen Bob do in a long time. Y'all remember that whole scandal that happened with the president back with the young lady?
Oh Lord.
Yeah. You know, remember that scandal with the dress and all the other good stuff?
How could I forget?
Yes. And when the president had to sit there and his wife was standing there right next to him, Bob was Hillary Clinton in this situation. And what I mean by that is, even though it was a tumultuous time, stop laughing. Serious business here. Even though it's a tumultuous time, He stood beside him because he believed in him. That's who Bob was. Hillary Clinton
is
yesterday.
Is Janky Rondo Monica Lewinsky? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just asking questions.
I didn't workshop that part.
you brought us here.
I didn't workshop that part.
You brought us here.
But the bottom line is this: he stood with A.J. Brown in that press conference.
He did. He was right there.
He was right there with him.
Okay. So you brought a lot there. I want everyone to react. 215-592-9494, your reaction to what we heard yesterday. Today's the day for, you know, I said I was very strong yesterday. I was upset yesterday. I was frustrated. I'm not upset or frustrated today. I've reached this point of resolution where I have a feeling. My feeling is he cares more about his stats than the winning. That's where I'm at. And that's, I've accepted it. They can't move off until after the offseason, or we got to move on, you know, from that perspective. Hugh brings his perspective. I don't disagree with you, but I want to throw a different angle in.
Okay.
You might be right in that at times Jalen holds the passing game back because he's not doing everything he needs to do, and AJ's frustrated. Guys, Jalen's the same guy he's been for years.
No, he's not.
Hold on. Let me finish. As a player, he is.
No,
he is. He's the same player. In my eyes, he's the same player. He's never been Peyton Manning. He's never been Patrick Mahomes. He's never been Tom Brady. He's never been an elite thrower of the football. He's never been elite at seeing the field and throwing it on time. What's changed? Jalen, let me finish. Jalen hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
The success hasn't changed. They still win all the time. The other guys are getting more targets and yards. One thing has changed here. AJ's production has changed. AJ Brown signed up to play twice with Jalen Hurts. Guys, we don't have to. Kyle's favorite saying is become one of our favorite sayings. Let's drop the act. A.J. Brown didn't go from playing with prime Peyton Manning to playing with Jalen Hurts. He's played with Jalen Hurts for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who this quarterback is. We loved him when the ball was coming his way. Now the ball's going to, let me finish. The ball's going Devontae's way. The ball's going Dallas's way. They're still winning. But now Jalen's the problem. No. The problem is, as I view it, A.J.'s not getting the football. This is the Jalen Hurts has played the position the same way since 2022. Hugh. I've watched every game he's played. He's not a progression thrower. He's got to see it open. And guess what? Guess who doesn't get open as much? Because his legs are breaking down. AJ. Jason Avant told us 2 weeks ago, Jalen needs to see it to rip it. He doesn't like to throw in anticipation. Devontae gets open off the break.
Yeah.
Guess who used to? AJ used to. He's not the same player. He hasn't accepted it yet in my eyes. He's upset. His production is down. Hugh, I'd be with you if everyone's production was down. They're not.
Those are some compelling numbers, Joe. No question about that.
That's why I feel like AJ cares more about his numbers versus stats, even if I agree with your point on sometimes Jalen holds the offense back.
See, you brought some compelling stats, and I get that. And I've always said there is a level of selfishness when it comes to playing football. That's every football player. But when you have coaches, like, talk about how this offense runs through A.J. A.J.'s still a good receiver.
Sure.
And I've seen plenty of times where A.J. didn't have separation, and Jalen believed in him and still threw him the football. And Jalen has changed. You know how Jalen's changed? He's not the leader that he once was. Now, we've heard situations and stories about how Jalen is more standoffish now than he's ever been before. Your team may see that, man. The same cats that helped build you up, you turned your back on them. And that's what they're saying. And I'm going to tell you another thing why I'm here recklessly speculating that Jalen's doing. He's not being a good leader. You know why? Because if one of your biggest weapons is crying out and saying that there's a problem, and you sit your ass there in a press conference and act like everything is cool, then you're not a good leader because somebody on your team is not happy. Somebody on your team, regardless of what the situation is, you want to win. Well, hell, he helps you win football games. And if you're not man enough to sit down and talk to him, you are not the leader that I thought you were. That's the bottom line. Because, listen, what grown men do, grown men get stuff done. That's what they do. And you talking all this, the main thing, make sure this man's okay. His mental health is okay. Hell, you're the godfather to his child, and he's sitting out there on Twitch streams trying to deal with something in a playful way, and you're sitting there in press conferences, and you're talking about, hey, all I care about is winning. Care about your teammate. Care about your goddaughter's or godson's father. Do that, because that's what leaders do. Leaders lead on every aspect of the spectrum. You're leading on the football field, leading the locker room. That's what you need to do.
All right, it's going to be a day today. 215-592-9490. For your reaction to AJ yesterday, everything he said, coming up, we will have his full press availability. In case you missed anything, and we don't want to say, oh, we're just playing a clip or two and making him look. No, I want to be. This is one of those where I think you need to hear every word he said yesterday. We'll play the whole thing coming up. Let's go to the phone lines here. We'll get Kyle's thoughts in a few minutes. Mark in Jersey is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, pal?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I normally do not agree with you, Joe, but, man, you're spot on this time. And Hugh, recklessly speculation is an extreme understatement. Let me tell you something. Not only is Goddard on a career high, and Devontae Smith and Jalen, Jahan Dotson and Saquon Barkley are on career highs this year.
I'll push back on the Saquon, bro.
I think Mark means catching the foot. You mean catching the ball?
That's not his bread and butter. That's not what we do.
Jahan
Dotson had like 270 yards last year. He's already got 150. And Barkley had 200. Some change. He's already at 200.
No, Mark. When you look at the passing game, if AJ not catching the ball is a huge deal, Jalen's numbers should be down. Jalen's numbers are better at this time than they were last year, right? I was trying to help you with your point because I think people thought you meant running game.
Yeah. Around. Mm-hmm. He is spreading the ball around. Everybody's involved. The only guy flapping his gums is the dude that's not producing, and it's ridiculous. He's trying to take down the whole team. Because he's not getting his, and I think that's wrong. And not only that, one more thing. The people that are anti-Jalen, this is their chance. Oh, look at that. And they go after him because they don't like Jalen, and I think that's wrong.
Let me ask you this question, Mark.
Go ahead.
If in that locker room, if they feel like AJ's wrong, why hasn't anybody spoken out against what AJ's doing?
You know why? Because that's the type of people that they are. Smitty's never that way, but I bet you Smitty's not complaining at home.
I bet he's happy
at home.
That's the perception. But let me tell you like this, Mark. A lot of times, I've been in these situations. A lot of times when people don't say anything, it's because they don't want the spotlight on them. I don't think they disagree with what AJ's doing. I really don't.
Mark, appreciate your call.
I really don't. And that's why I'm sitting here recklessly speculating. Because you have to look a little deeper when you look at all of this. Like I said, Bob stood there right with him. Number one, Bob's doing a job. He does a hell of a job as the PR guy. And he stood there for the main reason is because he didn't want AJ's words to get misconstrued. And I know Bob well enough to know that Bob sat down and discussed with AJ what he wanted to talk about. And if I know Bob the way that I do, he probably helped him articulate what he wanted to say in the best way that he possibly could. That's what they do.
Well, he was articulate yesterday. I mean, he got off his chest what he wanted to say. It wasn't a couple clips from a stream.
And here's the thing that I feel that's happening. This team is trying to chase greatness. AJ talks about, you know, how he was hurt when he wasn't a Patriot. The Patriots are the symbol of greatness when you talk about dynasties and winning Super Bowls and stuff like this. This effort, if you're being honest with yourself – as an Eagles fan, this effort isn't good enough.
I agree, and we got to hit this. We'll come back. We'll play. We'll get everyone's call and play it. You bring up the Patriots, though. You bring up leadership. That coach would have never dealt with this. You would have been out the door.
Well,
you could be upset. You could be frustrated. You could want to chase greatness. You could want to be perfect. I mean, we all appreciate that. There's no way in God's green earth that coach from that dynasty would have dealt with this noise in his locker
room. I know we got to go on a break, so I'm not going to respond to that, but I got something for you.
215-592-9494. We got quite a day here. We got a great prize to give away. We'll let you hear every word AJ said yesterday. Come on the other side. Your take. What is your take on what AJ said yesterday? You're on his side. You're with Hugh. You're with me. What do you think he cares the most about, the stats or the wins? We'll get everyone's reaction on the other side. It is the Midday Show right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet, plus a share of bonus bets, maybe a Drake May touchdown to start this thing off tonight. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.